Hey guys, sometimes I just cry myself to sleep thinking about those African jelly beans and what all they've been through.
Oh my! Nate, have you just released a whiff of air, if you know what I mean? Nate, stop it. Seriously, stop. I've had enough of it. Stop! That smell is horrendous.
You want me to do another one?
Oh my goodness. I am sorry for the listeners that have to smell this.
Hey guys, we have a couple of announcements. What we're going to do first is the... First we're going to do the fake ad.
I have an announcement to make. I just put my pants on.
Beautiful. First, we're gonna do the fake ad. We're gonna do the fake ad, and then we're gonna do the topic.
And we have a real sponsor today.
Yes, we have a real ad. After the fake ad, guys. Every time you hear this sound, then you will know that it is the real ad and not the fake ad. Every time you hear this sound, then you will know that it is the fake ad. But we're gonna do the fake ad and then the real ad and then the main topic. Nate, stop, it's not funny. Seriously, be quiet.
You cried first, man.
Nate, you hurt my feelings.
You baboon and leotard.
Oh my goodness. Hey, but seriously, guys. Last announcement. Get out of here. Okay. Last announcement is that, guys, we finally have an international listener. It's someone from Germany, maybe two people, I don't know. But someone in Germany listened to our podcast, so shout out whoever that was in Germany listening to it. We love you, and tell all your German friends to listen to it, too. Yeah.
Oh, and we...
And we also forgot Nate's quotes of the week, which actually, to be precise, 40% of the quotes are actually from me this week, and 60% are still from Nate. So, just want to clear that up. Hey guys!
Jinx!
You owe me a slice of Razzle Dazzle.
You owe me a slice of Sizzle Wizzle.
Never. Don't even think about it.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa,
Squidward on a chair.
Nate, that's not how the song goes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, then, just step the recording then.
Why?
Okay, Sam, you can stop it now.
No.
Stop it, Sam. Stop!
Hey guys, now we've moved on to the main topic of today, which is catastrophe. You're probably wondering, what the heck is this? Why am I listening to this? Where's my life gone wrong? But I'm here to answer all of those questions in this short minute-ish.
I created the name.
Nate wants to say that he created the name, but this time I actually invented the idea.
He invented it before I could.
Okay. Basically, I invented the actual invention. Nate just came up with the name. But anyways, catastrophe, it's really simple. But in a much more real sense, expensive and crazy and complicated. It is a bomb that you throw at people, and as it's soaring through the air like a stinky bird, it goes, or anyways, it's just a cat themed bomb. It's not allowed for kids under 18. It's not legal in most states, and you need a license to have it, because it causes quite the catastrophe. Anyways, yeah. It's just a cat looking bomb, and it goes,
it's grilled cheese o'clock. Have you ever been walking down the streets and there was a random lady named Karen screaming at your face for no apparent reason? Well, we have the solution for you. Get your very own Karen Cruncher 3000 for the low price of $19.99 for all your Karen crunching needs. Karen Cruncher, more than meets the eye.
Hey guys, we're now moving on to Nate's quotes of the week. And this week it's also Nate/Sam's quotes of the week, or Sam and Nate's quotes of the week.
Nate, get your entire two out of five quotes of this whole entire segment.
I know, it's crazy. Nate, get your chunky knee off the table. Okay. No one wants to see that.
Fatty McGee.
Okay.
Fatty Patty. McSquatty.
Okay. First quote is Nate's quote. Nate, why don't you read it?
Yeah, Sam's going to be reading his quotes, and I'm going to be reading mine.
Read it thoroughly so they know what you're saying.
You baboon crapple. So let me explain what a crapple is. It's kind of like an apple that is completely crap. So I called Sam a baboon crapple.
Okay. Nate's next quote is,
I'm such a naughty boy.
Nate says, yeah, I'm such a naughty boy.
I'm such a naughty boy.
Okay, this next quote is mine. And I said, Nate would wake up in the van and throw his shoe at my face like a Mexican mama.
Well, I'm going to say my quote now. I'm not going to a tea party with the president.
Now, let me explain this one real quick.
No, I will, Sam.
But listen, Nate, get away from my face.
No, I will do it.
Nate, I'm staring at your nose.
Hey, I'm going to explain about the quote that I said.
Okay? Nate, your nose is too distracting, okay? Scoot back. Let me explain it.
I'm going to explain it myself,
okay,
Sam.
Nate said, I'm not going to a tea party with the president.
I explained it because that's what you did.
Nate, you're screaming into the microphone.
Okay. Okay. What I said is we were going to a costume party, and my mom was being really... She was messing all around in my costume, trying to make it more perfect than it already was. So I said, I'm not going to the tea party with the president, because I want her to get out of my face.
That party was called Hollow Wake. Shout out ACC Youth.
You should definitely come if
you're in
Auburn. And
ACC Church. It's the best church ever.
You should definitely come if you live in Auburn or any other part of the world.
You should definitely come to Wake. It's super fun. But last time it was Halloween themed, and it was Hollow Wake, and it was really fun. And I dressed up as Michael Scott, for the record.
And I was Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
If you're really interested, I can show you the photos of me. I looked pretty snazzy, if you ask me.
He was naked.
What? I was not naked. Okay. Ignore that. Okay, and last quote is what I said, and I was screaming it, and it said, does my nipple look hairy or what? And that is our last quote. Hope you enjoyed it. The quotes, Merry Christmas. Guys, I found this cool feature on my microphone. Okay, just listen to me say this. Burger. Burger. Now time to be creepy. Ooh. Guys, brace yourselves. This is gonna be super creepy. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Merry Christmas, everybody.